The first glorious mystery is the resurrection. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
It is early on Sunday morning, 2 days after the crucifixion. The guards, weary, cold, sleepy, and in various postures, are watching over the sepulchre. The stone at its entrance has been reinforced round its edge with a thick layer of lime. On its opaque whiteness, and impressed directly on the fresh lime, the large rosettes of red wax of the temple seal stand out. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The guards must have lit a little fire during the night, because there are ashes and half-burnt firebrands on the ground. And they must have played and eaten, because scattered around are the remains of some food and some small clean bones, which have certainly been used for a game, like our dominoes or our children's games of marbles, which are played on a coarse board or traced on a path. Then they would have become tired and left things as they are now, as they tried to find more or less comfortable postures for sleeping or for keeping watch. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
To the east, in the clear sky, there is now a completely rosy zone, spreading out more and more widely, although as yet there is no sunbeams. A very bright meteor appears, coming from unknown depths, and it descends like a sphere of fire of unsustainable splendour, followed by a glowing trail, which perhaps is nothing but the persistence of its brightness in the retinae of the eyes. It descends at a very high speed towards the earth, shedding such an intense light, frightful in its beauty, that the rosy light of dawn vanishes, outshone by such white incandescence. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The guards, astonished, raise their heads, and with the light there comes a mighty, harmonious, solemn rumble that fills the whole of creation with its roar. It comes from heavenly depths. It is the Alleluia, the angelical glory that follows the Spirit of the Christ, which is returning to his glorious flesh. The meteor clashes on the useless stone closure of the sepulchre, tears it off, throws it on the ground, and it strikes, with terror and noise, the guards who had become placed as jailers of the Master of the Universe. With its return to the earth, the meteor produces a new earthquake, like it had caused when this Spirit of the Lord fled from the earth. It enters the dark sepulchre, which now becomes all bright with its indescribable light. And while it remains suspended in the still air, the spirit is infused again into the body, motionless under the funereal bandages. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All of this takes place, not in a minute, but in a fraction of a minute. So fast has been the appearance, descent, penetration, and then the disappearance of the light of God. The I want of the divine spirit to its cold body is noiseless. It is uttered by the essence to the immobile matter, but no word is perceived by the human ear. The flesh receives the order and obeys it with a deep sigh, nothing else for some minutes. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Under the sudarium and the shroud, the glorious body is recomposed in eternal beauty. It awakens from the sleep of death. It comes back from the nothing in which it was, and it lives after being dead. The heart certainly awakens and gives its first throb. It propels the remaining frozen blood through the veins, and at once creates its full measure in the empty arteries. In the immobile lungs and in the dark brain, it brings back warmth, health, strength, and thought. Another moment, and there is a sudden movement under the heavy shroud. It is so sudden that from the moment he certainly moves his folded arms to the moment he appears, standing, imposing, splendid in his garment of immaterial matter, supernaturally handsome and majestic, with a gravity that changes and elevates him, and yet leaves him exactly himself, the eye has hardly time to follow the development. He is tidied up, without wounds or blood, and is now blazing with the light which gushes from the five wounds and which issues from every pore in his skin. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He takes his first step, and in this movement the rays, emanating from his hands and feet, halo him with beams of light. His head is haloed with a garland made with the countless little wounds of the crown of thorns. They no longer bleed, they only shine. When he opens his arms that were folded against his chest, he uncovers a zone of very bright luminosity that filters through his tunic, inflaming it like a sun at the height of his heart. Now it is really the light that has taken a body. It is not the poor light of the earth, not the poor light of the stars, not the poor light of the sun. It is the light of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
It is the utterly distinct ardour of the Most Holy Trinity that outshines with its own ardent power every fire in paradise, absorbing him in itself to generate him again at each moment of the eternal time. The light that forms the risen Christ is the heart of heaven that attracts and spreads his blood, the countless drops of his incorporeal blood. This light is also the blessed souls, the angels, everything that is paradise, the love of God and the love for God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
He moves towards the exit, and beyond his brightness, two most beautiful brilliances appear. They are similar to stars compared with the sun. There is one on this side and one on the other side of the threshold. They are prostrated in adoration of their God, who passes by, enveloped in his light and beatifying with his smile. And he leaves the funereal grotto and returns to walk on the earth. This earth awakens out of joy and shines in its dews. The colours of herbs and rosaries and the countless corollas of apple trees open, by a wonder, to the early sun that kisses them, and to the eternal sun, with a capital S, who proceeds under them. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The guards are there, shocked. The corrupt powers of man do not see God, whereas the pure powers of the universe, the flowers, herbs, and birds, admire and venerate the Mighty One, who passes by in a halo of his own light and in a crown of sunlight. He smiles, and everything that his eyes rest upon, flowers, dead branches, and the clear sky, everything becomes more beautiful. Jesus raises his head and blesses, and then, while the birds sing more loudly and the wind carries its perfumes, he disappears. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need thy mercy.